But I Don't Think by Randall Garrett, Part 1. The great merchant ship Napor settled her tens of thousands of tons of mass into her landing cradle on Viornis as gently as an egg being settled into an egg crate. Then, as the antigravs were cut off, there was a vast metallic sighing as the gigantic structure of the cradle itself took over the load of holding the ship in her hydraulic bath. At that point, the ship was officially groundside, and the Napor was in the hands of the ground officers. Space Captain Humboldt Reed sighed, leaned back in his desk chair, reached out a hand, and casually touched a trio of sensitized spots on the surface of his desk. "Have High Lieutenant Blank bring the Guesser to my office immediately," he said in a voice that was obviously accustomed to giving orders that would be obeyed. Then he took his fingers off the spots without waiting for an answer. In another part of the ship, in his quarters near the fire control section, sat the man known as the Guesser. He had a name, of course, a regular name like everyone else. It was down on the ship's books and in the main registry, but he almost never used it. He hardly ever even thought of it. For 20 of his 35 years of life, he had been a trained Guesser, and for 15 of them he'd been the Guesser of Napor. He was fairly imposing-looking for a Guesser. He had the tall, wide-shouldered build and the blocky face of an executive, and his father had been worried that he wouldn't show the capabilities of a Guesser, while his mother had secretly hoped that he might actually become an executive. Fortunately for the Guesser, they had both been wrong. He was not only a Guesser, but a first-class predictor. And he showed impatience with those of his underlings who failed to use their ability in any particular. At the moment of the ship's landing, he was engaged in verbally burning the ears off Krabo, the young man who would presumably take over the Guesser's job one day, if he ever learned how to handle it. "You're either a liar or an idiot," said the Guesser harshly, "and I wish to eternity I knew which." Krabo, standing at attention, merely swallowed and said nothing. He had felt the back of the Guesser's hand too often before to expose himself intentionally to its swing again. The Guesser narrowed his eyes and tried to see what was going on in Krabo's mind. "Look here, Krabo," he said after a moment, "that one single misfit ship got close enough to do us some damage. It has endangered the life of the Napor and the lives of her crewmen. You were on the board in that quadrant of the ship, and you let it get in too close. The records show that you misaimed one of your blasts. Now, what I want to know is this. Were you really guessing, or were you following the computer too closely?"
"I was following the computer," said Krabo in a slightly wavering voice. "I'm sorry for the error, sir. It won't happen again."
The Guesser's voice had almost become a snarl. "It hadn't better. You know that a computer is only to feed you data and estimate probabilities on the courses of attacking ships. You're not supposed to think they can predict."
"I know, sir. I just—"
"You just near came getting us all killed," snapped the Guesser. "You claim that you actually guessed where that ship was going to be, but you followed the computer's extrapolation instead?"
"Yes, sir," said the tense-faced Krabo. "I admit my error, and I'm willing to take my punishment."
The Guesser grinned wolfishly. "Well, isn't that big-hearted of you? I'm very glad you're willing, because I just don't know what I'd do if you refused." Krabo's face burned crimson, but he said nothing. The Guesser's voice was sarcastically soft. "But I guess about the only thing I could do in that case would be to—" The Guesser's voice suddenly became a bellow. "Kick your thick head in." Krabo's face drained of color suddenly. The Guesser became suddenly bright.